We're going to look at a moment in the U.S.'s long and fraught relationship with its near neighbor, Cuba. And we're going to go back to December 2014, when President Obama announced the restoration of diplomatic ties.
Today, the United States of America is changing its relationship with the people of Cuba.
The American electronic music group Major Lazer wanted to be a part of it.
Havana, Cuba!
By March 2016, they had figured out what they wanted to do, a huge free concert in downtown Havana. Thousands of people came.
Cuba, ¿cómo estás?
For some, it was a moment that symbolized a hoped-for new beginning. But a little over a year later, things have taken yet another turn. President Trump has said he's canceling the deals Obama made, and a number of American diplomats posted there have been recalled after sustaining serious health damage from an as yet undetermined cause. We wanted to talk about all of that with a musician who performed at that 2016 concert. It is the subject of a new film called Give Me Future. With us now is Thomas Wesley Pence. He's one third of the group Major Lazer. He's better known as Diplo. He's with us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So for those who haven't seen the film yet or don't know your previous work, why did your group want to go to Cuba so badly?
We've done shows all over the Caribbean, from Jamaica to Trinidad to St. Martin, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. And we're based sort of in South Florida. We've always wanted to go to Cuba. Personally, I've been to Cuba once before, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. This is like, I kind of saw like Cuba existed, you know? Because from our point of view, as Americans, we don't even think of it as a real place sometimes. But we just wanted to take advantage of the opportunity that we could go there. And like you said, we weren't sure if we were going to have any fans or anybody at the show, but it turned out to be really different if you watch the film.
Well, you know, you've also performed in other places that have complex politics, if we could, you know, put it that way, in Venezuela, Pakistan. What attracts you to doing shows in places that, frankly, other artists would not seek out?
Well, for me personally, I just love performing. I love music on a global scale. Like all the music that we make, especially with Major Lazer, it's sort of influenced by music that you wouldn't consider to be, you know, something that's local to America. So going to these places is very important as an outreach for us as artists, but also for me to learn.
The movie is celebratory. I mean, it's about a concert, after all, and people go to concerts to have a great time, and they seem to be having a great time. But it doesn't shy away from some of the difficulties in making something like that happen in a communist country that's been relatively isolated. Could you just give us an example of, you know, just give people a sense, for people who haven't seen it, or what I'm talking about here, just making something happen like that on that scale?
I mean, you'd be surprised at how connected the government is to our concert. You know, we had to spend a year processing the concert and the idea and who we were and what kind of music we had with the government of Cuba. Logistics-wise, I mean, we're talking about over 450,000 people at this concert, and we only have like four barricades that were like painted the rust over the morning before the show. So every speaker in the island was sent to the stage. You have to watch the film to kind of get an idea of how ragtag the production was, but we seem to make it happen. And, you know,
did people know your music? I mean, I say, honestly, you know, thousands and thousands of people came, but did you know that they knew your music, or how did they know your music?
When we had the idea to do the show, my biggest fear was that nobody was going to come to the show, which I still didn't even care. I was like, cool, we'll play for like 1,000 people, 2,000 like kind of hipsters or some kids that work in the news or journalists or whatever. And then we were like, maybe we'll do 20,000 kids. It'll be like the biggest show we've ever done, you know? And then as the day progressed and we got closer to showtime, it was like 200,000 kids had already been there. Then it was like another 100,000 kids, and the whole place lined up to where we couldn't see the road anymore. So people just showed up for the concert. As far as them understanding our music, we had a couple big hits there in Cuba, and I think the radio even played us a couple times. And we especially had our music distributed by an analog source. They called it the Paquete, which is like a USB key that travels to the islands that basically only 0.1% of the island has internet, a couple hotels and government officials. And the music and culture and information travels through the streets via like a USB key and a little hard drive. And our music was on that.
Funny floor. Wow, so it was like old school where people would pass mixtapes to each other. Only this way it was on USB drives. So not only did you put on this massive concert, but you also spoke with local artists and producers. What sense did you get from them of the mood, at least at that time? Did they really think things were changing?
I think they all were very hopeful. I mean, at the point where we were there and we had did the concert there, I mean, they must have only thought, wow, this is the beginning of a snowball effect of things happening there. So while we were there producing this film, also there was like the Fast and Furious was there, Transformers was there shooting. There's hotel chains being, you know, built up. Airbnb has starting to put things into place there. A lot of things were happening culturally, and I could tell people were like, well, this is all happening right now. And it might have even been scary for the government. Like, you know, how do they control this enormous influx of information and people and culture? But the kids themselves, I felt like there was very, very, very exciting. They were excited about music. There was a lot of young producers creating music. So it felt like euphoric as far as the young people there.
Well, after everything that's happened since, are you still glad you went? You feel you accomplished something by going?
100%. I mean, for me, that was sort of like the peak of our career. Like, we've always been a group to champion communication between music and culture and mutations in music. That's what we were great at, Major Lazer. So going to Cuba is one place where I don't fully understand the music. I don't fully understand the culture. So going there and learning and being part of it and having the conversation with all the young people and the audience itself was really special to us.
That was Thomas Wesley Pence, better known as Diplo. He's one third of the group Major Lazer. They performed a major concert in Cuba in March 2016. And that concert and Diplo are featured in a new documentary called Give Me Future. Mr. Pence, Diplo, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.